Germany plans to scrap one-year tax-free crypto holding rule. In 2027, Germany is preparing to end one of Europe's most generous crypto tax breaks. According to reporting circulated on May 8, 2026, Berlin is considering scrapping the rule that exempts Bitcoin and other crypto assets from capital gains tax once held for more than 1 year, with the change taking effect in 2027. The current exemption, written into Section 23 of the German Income Tax Act, treats crypto as a private asset. Hold a coin for at least 12 months and any gain on disposal is tax-free. Sell inside 12 months and the gain is taxed at the holder's personal income rate, which can reach 45% plus solidarity surcharge, a pillar of Germany's long-term holder appeal. The 12-month rule has shaped how German residents structure crypto positions for nearly a decade. It is one of the few major economy frameworks where buy-and-hold investors face zero tax liability on multi-year gains, putting Germany in roughly the same camp as Portugal's earlier crypto rules and Singapore's individual investor treatment. The carve-out also influenced where exchanges and custody providers chose to base European operations. Bitpanda, Coinbase Germany, and several Frankfurt-licensed BaFin custodians have leaned on the country's predictable, holder-friendly tax position when courting retail. Removing the exemption would put German crypto holders on similar footing to peers in France and Spain, where capital gains apply regardless of holding period. France taxes crypto gains at a 30% flat rate. Spain runs a tiered savings income schedule that climbs to 28%. Fiscal pressure behind the rethink. The proposal arrives as Germany faces growing fiscal pressure. The federal budget has been strained by defense commitments tied to Ukraine, energy transition spending, and a sluggish recovery in industrial output. Closing the long-term crypto exemption is being floated as part of a broader tax-based review, rather than a crypto-specific crackdown. Cointelegraph, which surfaced the report, framed the change as a shift to align crypto with how shares and other capital assets are treated under German tax law. Equities held privately do not enjoy a tax-free hold period in Germany. The original 2009 rationale for treating crypto as a private good has weakened as the asset class has matured into mainstream portfolio holdings. Market backdrop: Bitcoin trades at $79,744 as of May 8, 2026, down 2.1% over the past 24 hours. ETH sits at $2,082, down 2.4%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 47 neutral territory. The German news has not produced an obvious price reaction yet, partly because any change would not take effect until 2027 and would still need to pass through the Bundestag. Implications for German holders. If enacted, the change would push some long-dated holders to consider realizing gains in 2026 while the exemption still applies. Tax advisors in Frankfurt and Munich are likely to see a wave of year-end planning questions, including whether to lock in profits on coins bought during the 2020-2022 cycle. German residents using self-custody options, such as Ledger or MetaMask cards, face the same tax treatment as those holding through custodial exchanges, since the German rule turns on holding period rather than custody arrangement. Holders who use crypto cards to spend directly from their balances should also pay attention. A spend transaction is treated as a disposal under German tax law. Today, if the underlying coin has been held for over a year, that disposal is tax-free. After 2027, every spend could become a taxable event, regardless of how long the coin has sat in the wallet. Legislative path is not certain. The reporting describes the move as under consideration, not enacted. German tax law changes typically require coalition agreement and Bundestag approval, and crypto industry groups including Bitkom have already pushed back on prior attempts to revisit the rule. The 2027 timeline gives advocates room to argue for grandfathering of existing positions or a softer version of the change, such as extending the holding period to 2 or 3 years rather than removing it entirely. For now, the one-year rule remains in force. Holders who reach the 12-month mark in 2026 retain the existing exemption on disposal,